Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's training. So this week I wanted to go through streamlining. And this is particularly for those of you that are in the growth stage of your business. So streamlining is key to getting that growth level, to get into that expansion level. So knowing what you're doing, how you're doing it, and streamlining it to work well is really important to get to that next stage, to look at the growth and to look at expansion. But it can be really difficult to understand where you need to start with growth, what you need to do with growth, and how to make your systems more streamlined. So up until now, you've just been doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and just hoping for the best. And it's worked really well because you've got to a point now where you're thinking about the growth of the business, where it's going to go, how you're going to do it. But now it's that point where you have to look at those tiny little micro bits and go, okay, how can I make this quicker? How can I make this faster? How can I make this more efficient? And it's sort of that point where you go, oh, I don't actually know what I'm doing. And we've all been there. I've been there where you literally sit there and you're like, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know how I'm supposed to be doing this. I don't know what's going to happen next. And it's a real nerve-wracking part of the business because there's a part of you that starts to feel a little bit like the kid playing dress up, or at least I did. And it was really difficult for me to sort of become the adult in my business. There's that element of I'm still a kid, I'm still trying to figure all this out, I don't know what I'm doing. So when it comes to streamlining, it's a case of looking at each process in your business, looking at it from start to finish and wondering, you know, is this the most efficient way? Is this the best equipment to use? Is this the best sort of process that I need to go through in order to get to that end goal? And then arranging yourself to work in the best way going forward. Give me one second, my dog's being really noisy. Oakley, in your bed. In your bed, good boy. kids, dogs, don't work with them. Anyway, so streamlining is one of these things that when I say streamlining, it sounds really official. When I say, you know, processes and stuff like that, it's sort of that thing of where do you go? And there's terms that come into place like, you know, production management. It's not a production line. It's just me running around like a headless chicken, you know, managing your inventory. Inventory is my kitchen cupboard and it's just where I put all of my products. You know, customer service, well, that's just me on my phone in the evenings trying to figure out like what's wrong with a product or what's wrong with an order and how to fix it for somebody. You know, there's all these different things that seem like big sections of the business, but actually now is something that you can break down. So one of the things that I did is I actually converted my garage into my workshop. And it's my garage, my workshop. No one else is allowed in there, so no one can move anything. But when I was converting it, I looked at the space that I had. I got this fantastic app. I love this app. I've actually got it for my entire house, and it's called Magic Plan. And I took the dimensions of the space that I'd been working in and then looked at how I could best use that space to build myself effectively a production line so that when I was working, I'm sort of working round the space. So I got a worktop, just a kitchen worktop. I did the same one I've got in my kitchen, got it from B&Q, put that out as a full row of working space. So when I'm making, this is my working space. And I went through, okay, where do I start and where do I finish in the making like process? And so I started at one end and went, okay, so this is how I start my process. So everything in the start of that process is going to be in this section. So that's where I put the underneath the workspace is where I kept all of my glasses, my wicks, my wick glue, all of that sort of stuff was in that one spot. And then I was like, okay, so what do I now need to do? I need to look at my wax, because that's the next stage in that process. So then it was all of my wax melters and everything were above my glasses. All of my fragrances were on a shelf above my wax melters. Now I have the start of my process. I now need this much space in order to make my product. So how many do I make in a batch? How much space do I need to be able to make a full batch? And then everything I needed to be able to make a full batch of candles, a full batch of wax melts, are all now in this one row. So if you ever see any of my videos of me making, I'm literally in one space and I'm just grabbing from here, taking from there, grabbing from underneath, but I'm literally in one space doing all of the things. That then made my production time much shorter. It made my efficiency much higher. So knowing those processes from start to finish, where do you start? What items do you start with? What instruments do you use? And putting them in a logical order makes that process so much quicker. Because I'm not now, I've come from my kitchen where I've got everything in cupboards all over the place and I've got stuff in boxes that I'm having to pull out and unbox every time I have to make stuff and then pack it all back up and put it away. I've now got a dedicated space that's all based around making that project the most efficient, that whole process, the most efficient it can possibly be. So that was one wall. So now I've got all the products and I've made them all because my batch is fantastic. So, you know, we've made them all. What do I do next? Well, the next thing I do is label them. So at the end of my row, there was a shelf with all of my labels, all of my stickers, and my printer, because I printed all of my own labels. My printer is all there. So I batch print my labels, store them all so I can quickly put them on the candles. And then I scheduled into my diary one day every sort of 2 or 3 weeks where I sat down and went through all of my labels. I printed off all the ones that I needed that I didn't have any stock of anymore. So that when it came to my working day, I could just make, stick, shelf. Made it so much easier. Turn around to the other wall. I've got all of my shelving. All of my products are in order of what fragrance they are, what size they are. So when I get an order, it's all there. And I've got these fantastic shelves from IKEA that literally are metal shelves and it all clips in. So you can arrange the different heights. I can't remember the name of it at the minute, but I'll dig it out and I'll pop it into this video. But I got this entire sort of wall made. I went onto the IKEA website, I measured my wall, I measured how much I could fit into this space, I measured my candle heights, my bottle heights for my hand wash, my creams, so I knew how much I could fit in this wall space and basically designed my entire wall. But in this design, I thought I need somewhere to pack my orders. So in with this design, I actually had a table built into this design so that all of my wrapping paper, all of my tissue paper, all of my boxes were accounted for. So I've got my production line. I turn around. I've got all my shelving unit. Next to that, I've then got all of my packing material that I need to be able to pack an order from start to finish. Now, when you're looking at packing an order from start to finish, you think about everything that you may possibly need. So I'm looking at my boxes, I'm looking at my tissue paper, I'm looking at my sellotape, and I'm like, right, okay, how can I put it so I can literally grab, wrap, go, grab, wrap, go. The great thing about me being in the garage is that at the end of that row, is the shutter door to go into my garage, which was fantastic because that meant all of my orders can be packaged up at that door. So when it came to the delivery guy coming to pick it up, open the door, here's all the boxes, he grabs it, go. I've now made this entire process much more efficient. The great thing about a more efficient process is that I can now make more, send out more. So that was the key point of the turnaround in my business, from going from just being a retail business to now being able to supply wholesale as well, because now I can make it much quicker, make much more of it. It's much more efficient. And I've got a packing process that allows for deliveries to come in, because the door is right next to where all my wax melters and everything is. So as deliveries come in, they're all stored there. Fantastic. As deliveries going out, it's literally the other wall on the other side has got all of the boxes that are going out. Open the door. DPD came, grabbed all the boxes, off they go. I've now made a full production line for my product, even though it's a handmade product, it's me on my own, it's me doing everything in the business. I've now created a production line. And looking at that, in that was the turning point from me being a crafter who went out on a weekly basis and went to all these events, to becoming a global retail business, when I was sending products all around the world and stocking companies all around the world. So it made a massive difference. Now, the great thing about it, and the one thing that I didn't realize it would do, it reduced the level of stress that I had in my business, because I was constantly like, oh, I need to do this. Oh, but I need to do it in the kitchen. Oh, I need to also cook dinner. This constant sort of battle with myself. You know, I have three kids, I have a husband, I have a dog. That business was inside our house, and having an entire business, three children and everything that comes with that, football, rugby and everything else. My husband and his business, because at the time he was working like 50% from home, 50% at the office. I'm now trying to navigate my making time around. I'm now trying to schedule my making time around the schedule of my family, which reduces the amount of time I have to make. The great thing about dedicating the space to it, and I was so lucky, don't get me wrong, I appreciate how lucky I was to have a garage space to be able to go into, but then changing that process in the house, having a dedicated space meant I could go in the morning, switch on my wax melters, come out, go and do the schoolroom, do everything that I needed to do, tidy up the house, do all the shopping, come back. My wax is melted. I can now make a batch. I can leave that batch there to dry, to cool, whilst I come back into the house and do all the things that I need to do with the kids. I can then go back into that space, label them and shelve them. So, you know, I was very grateful for the space that I had and how that led to me growing the business. But I was very much aware of the work that had to go into that. And if you look at my social media, if you look at some of my old posts, my old videos, there's actually a video compilation of me transforming my garage into a workspace. And it was hard work. It was, you know, a lot of energy and effort and time. I think in total, it took about a month to actually get that exactly how I wanted it to be. You know, it took a lot of investment financially to get it there. But it was something that I knew I wanted to do and something that I knew the business needed. And I was willing to sacrifice the time and the energy to make it work. So you have to look at, okay, what have I got available to me? There are people I know that have maybe got a spare room in their house, so they convert their spare room. There are people that I know that have got good garden space that have built a garden workshop, so they've got it out there. But dedicating space to your growth by looking at your processes, seeing what space you need, seeing what is available to you, how you can make those processes easier, how you can make them quicker, how you can make them more efficient. That will be the difference in you being a crafter and having a craft business and for you being a global retail business owner. And once you define whether that's what you want, and once you look through those processes individually from start to finish to see what you can streamline, what you can make better, you'll be able to then look at it in the future and go, okay, so this is what I can do for now to make that streamlined to get to the next level of growth. So let's get that streamlined. Let's get that moving. Let's get it quicker. Then let's look at how that impacts us on how we can fulfill more orders, how we can maybe look at wholesale, you know, looking at the wholesale website and seeing, right, okay, let's trade through a wholesale website so that we can get out into the world. Looking at the legislation, you might need to get global and going, okay, so I'm going to need some dedicated time in my diary to go through all of those processes to get all of those legal sorted. All of these points are now building this global business, and they're working through your efficiency modules to actually go, right, okay, we're now more efficient. We can provide more. We can do more. We can offer more. We can give more. And once you get to that stage, you go, okay, let's do it. And it's scary as hell. There will be tears. I cried. I cried a lot. There was a lot of stress. There was a lot of tears. But afterwards, looking back, it makes such a difference to be able to streamline your business, organize your processes, and prepare for the growth that is available when you're ready to take it. I hope this has helped. Hope I'm not scared anyone away. But if you're in this period of growth, look out for the blogs that I have on streamlining and growth to see if these tips and advice can help you. If not, drop me a message. I'm happy to do a one-to-one and see if I can help you look at each individual process and streamline that for your own business. Okay, guys, I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye.